NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us again from U.S. military headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Steve, we were talking about teams looking for weapons of mass destruction.
That's right, Bob. They're called sensitive site exploitation teams, and the U.S. military officials here say that they've sent them into at least one site so far inside Iraq, and it is this chemical plant, which is near the point of the farthest U.S. Army advance into the country. And a defense official, as I was saying, says that it's not clear exactly what evidence there is against this plant. We're not convinced it's a chemical weapons plant, the official says, but they say it may be dual use, so they want to check it out, and they sent this team to do that. And U.S. officials are also interviewing senior Iraqi prisoners, including two generals. But again, it's not clear that they have any specific connection to any chemical or biological weapons program. That's according to a defense official here. This is simply a senior officer, and the U.S. is looking everywhere it can for any scrap of information.
And fortunately, so far, no evidence of chemical or biological weapons being used against U.S. troops.
Yeah, which is a fact that's open to interpretation at this point. Military officials are getting daily questions now here from the international press, essentially asking where are all these terrible chemical and biological weapons that were the justification for starting this war. U.S. military officials are stressing that the conflict is early yet. They're still on alert for the possibility of these weapons being used. And General John Abizade told reporters yesterday that the U.S. thinks that there may be evidence of one Iraqi military unit that may have chemical weapons near the historic city of Kut, and so they're taking precautions to deal with that.
How important is it politically to find this stuff?
It is critical, Bob. Assuming that it exists, it may be almost as important to find it politically as it is to find it militarily, which, of course, is extremely important as well. Weapons of mass destruction were the entire reason for the invasion, and one defense official is saying, Bob, that they very, very badly want to find this stuff, and if they do find it, the very first thing that they intend to do is bring in the press, bring in the media, and try to get the evidence out there, because it would, from the U.S. point of view, provide a justification for what many in the world see as an illegitimate war, at least a war that they oppose.
Well, we know that, of course, he being Saddam Hussein, has had such weapons in the past and has used them.
That's correct. There is a history there which the U.S. has referred to again and again. Iraq has said that it does not have any weapons of mass destruction. It has denied having any at this time. The closest that Saddam Hussein has come in recent weeks and months to acknowledging this is saying that, yeah, we did pursue some of these weapons in the 1980s because we were in this ferocious war against Iran. But Iraq has repeatedly professed its innocence, has repeatedly said that U.S. officials are not going to find anything, and now it's a question of a kind of detective game, in a sense, Bob. These sensitive site exploitation teams, although many details of what they do are classified, it would appear that they're going to be sent into Iraq in a manner that is rather similar to what United Nations weapons inspectors were doing before the war. They're going to look around. They're going to try to see what they can find. They're going to be interviewing scientists. They will have presumably a lot more work to do if and when the United States reaches Baghdad.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Doha, Qatar.